You know, a phenomenon is happening. I get introduced as a Southern comedian. See, now, Jay Leno, he's from Boston. Nobody ever called him a Yankee comedian. Nobody ever called him an Eastern comedian. You never heard of anybody from the Northwest being called a Northwestern comedian. I'm guilty by geography. But if you're funny and you're from the South, you're going to be called a Southern comedian. And that's all right. I don't mind it. Except some people like to make fun of you. I was in Vermont once. They made fun of me. I said, y'all need to look around. Making fun of me because I'm from Mississippi in Vermont. I said, y'all don't even know your politics up here. You elected a registered socialist to the United States Congress. A socialist, not a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, but a socialist. Can you imagine his committee assignments? Well, you seem to know more about communism than anybody here. You're in charge of Cuba and China. I don't understand Vermont. I don't think it's actually there. Anybody here from Vermont? See? It's just a mess up there, boy. You know, but I don't mind. I like being Southern. I do. I'm proud of being Southern. It's okay. You know? People do make fun of two things when I travel low, and anybody from the South, you got to put up with it. First, that's our language, and then our politics, you know. Well, I don't think we talk funny, you know. I really don't. I think people are going to be awful surprised when they die and go to heaven. And St. Peter meets him at the gate, and he says, all right, when y'all get done with the grits and eggs, we're going up to the house to meet Big Bubba. You know, he'd been out coon hunting all night with Gizzard and Clower. You know, it's just going to be one of those things. I don't think we talk funny. I say ain't. I prefer that word rather than arsent. But we do say things differently in the South. I will agree. We do cut corners. We'll bunch things up. You know, we have words like widgie didgie. Widgie didgie. You'll hear that at family reunions. Somebody drives up in the car and somebody runs out there and says, hey, you didn't bring your mama, would you, did you? We are the only people in America that will refer to a small child that we love and adore as a little booger. That's my little booger over there, man. Ain't she cute? You playing with his little booger over there. Your little boogers ain't they? Now, in New York City, booger means a whole different thing. I believe if you had a booger on the end of your finger in New York City, you could rob a bank with it. Here, give me all your money, man. Oh, okay. Get out of here with that. Take all the change, too. Get out of here with that. We have sayings in the South. We have sayings. I've lived here my whole life, and I don't understand them. People go, law! Law. What does that mean? Law! You know, and my mama for 45 years has been saying, well, I swan. Mama, what does that mean? I swan, I swan. Not a duck or a goose, a swan. You know, we do. We say those kind of things. I don't understand. My grandmother had one. She'd say, tit for tat. Tit for tat. Anytime somebody got there, come up, and you know, a guy would come to him, she'd say, well, tit for tat. One day I was about 7 years old, I asked her, I said, Grandma, what's a tat? My grandfather was a Baptist minister. He was laughing so hard he had to put his Bible down. I said, Grandpa, what's a tat? He said, I don't know, Bubba, but it don't sound like an even trade to me. (Laughs) And then we have sayings down here that people think are cute. You know, they'll say, when they leave a store, they say, y'all come back now, you hear? They say, oh, that's so cute. Y'all come back now, you hear? We don't say that because we like it. We say that because you just spent some money. You go in any store in the South and just look around. Don't spend no money. See if anybody there asks you to come back.